What's up, guys? Welcome back to Girls with Goals with your hosts, Anne Catherine
and Caroline. Wow, I can't believe we're already recording the fourth episode, and we've been doing this for a month. I feel like we recorded the first one literally yesterday, but thank you guys for being along for the ride and being here. If you aren't already following us over on Instagram and TikTok, go do that because that's where all of the consistent content is at.
So much.
I'm at just at Caroline Kinnean on all of those platforms.
And just my name, at Anne Catherine Kinnean, everywhere. Or it's linked in the show notes.
Also, below. Follow the Girls with Goals Instagram page as well. We're posting, we're using that as like,
it's literally like our
a shared Instagram.
A shared
Finsta,
fun Instagram.
Almost, if you will.
So,
that's super fun. Go follow that. Subscribe to the show if you aren't already so that you
it's
don't miss an
follow
episode every week. Or follow.
It's called follow.
My bad.
Follow.
Follow, and now let's get into the episode. I think this is going to be a good one. Also, my apologies if I sound sick for the episode. I do have the cold that's going around.
The cold that everyone has.
The cold that's going around.
We are sitting.
Yeah,
that's true.
We're sitting on our respective beds right now. We usually sit down at a desk like next to each other and record this, but I, since day one, have been envisioning us sitting in bed recording this.
So that's what we're doing today.
I finally convinced Catherine to do it, and the cords are long enough that we're literally
sitting. No, they're like draped across
the room. We're sitting across from each other in our own beds, and we're just across from each other talking, which is like kind of cool because it makes it just like a casual, natural conversation rather than sitting,
like, sitting
upright
up
at a desk
in a chair.
Together. That's why I've always wanted to do this, because it just feels like so much more of a natural, typical conversation for us.
So true.
Yes. Time is flying recently, though. Like, I feel like life is finally starting to pick back up, which is super exciting. I hope we're all feeling that way. And it just feels so fast. It's kind of cool, though, I think, how you just adapt to what's going on. Like, over the summer, we had 4 months at home, very slow, at the beach.
Very slow.
Pretty much just us, and when that started, it took me a while in the beginning to get used to, after being in Boston and being in the city and being super busy, and it took me a while to actually de-stress and slow myself down. Like, I remember at the beginning of the summer, I was honestly kind of going through it and was, like, super stressed, super anxious, because I just felt like I had to keep myself in that, like, busy, high-stress situation, but then I got used to it, I slowed myself down, and it was really nice. Now, on the flip side, being back at school in Boston, so busy, around so many people, I feel myself, like, revving back up and checking back into that busy, fast life mode.
I would kill for one more week of summer, like, sun and water.
Yeah,
anyway.
A chill week by the beach. But in the moment, it took us a while to get into it and appreciate it.
It took us, like, basically all summer.
Yeah.
Literally all summer. It was only the last couple weeks that we really...
Well, not a couple of weeks. I feel like we didn't really start enjoying summer that much until the last month or so. But knowing that, and knowing that, like, I took that for granted, which I feel like we all do, right? I feel like at the end of every summer, everyone's like, oh my God, summer's almost over. Like, I didn't do anything, blah, blah, blah. Because you always just take things for granted when you're actually in the moment. But knowing that, I'm trying to appreciate this phase of life right away, because I know how fast it's already going and how fast it's going to go.
And I think we both have been saying yes to things and doing more and living really balanced lives, which, to be honest, is the best feeling. I love to do everything. And I think a lot of the time people think that they can't be someone who does both. But you can be a person who gets up early for a healthy morning routine, you know, and then still stay up late with friends, have some late nights. You can be super independent and also be super social. It's kind of what we were talking about last episode. Coming off the summer when it was just the two of us, like we said, the entire time, it really was just 100% full of the health and fitness side, and we didn't really have
as much social life.
Yeah, which, where's the fun in that, you know? So it's so much better when you can also go out with friends, you can have those late nights and get both sides of life, and you're still living that healthy lifestyle.
Yeah, I think that's when you're truly living your best life. When it doesn't just take one strict path or one, like, super specific focus, but it's full of all of the different things that just make you feel like your best, your happiest. And I fully embodied that yesterday. I had the most independent, bad bitch, queen energy going on during the day. But I went on a walk by the water in Boston, and I just had such a good time being alone and thinking. A lot of the time on walks, something just comes over me, and I have like a reflective therapy session in my head, and I just connect with myself and feel so invincible in a way.
The walks are l therapy. The
They,
walks
it
are
really
therapy.
is. I don't know. I think it's just like the idea of movement and being alone, but it's not like intense movement. It's just like very
It's very
reflective for
like
me.
calming
Yeah.
and
But it's enjoyable. You still get some endorphins, and it's just like just you and yourself and your thoughts. And that's
it's like
always when I have my
flowy,
best
flowy.
thoughts. Yeah.
Does that make sense? Like
Yeah.
everything's flowing. Like your body, your mind, everything is in like a
Right.
light movement, and that's
Yeah,
what
because
you
you don't
want in
go
that
into it
setting.
being like, I want to think super specifically about this. I just let my mind take me where it wants to go. And
It
most of the time, it's
goes
very,
everywhere.
and yeah, and it goes everywhere. And a lot of the time, it's like very reflective. So yesterday in the morning-ish, I had that like very reflective wellness, nice walk, just feeling like an independent bad bitch. And then when we went out at night with some friends, and I have to say that frat parties are not really my vibe. A musty, sweaty basement has never really done it for me. But I love to meet people, spend time with friends, and sing and dance and laugh and all those good things. And yes, I would personally prefer to be somewhere a little nicer, a little more vibey,
I've
maybe
always said, just put
outside.
me on a rooftop.
Literally, I said
Put me on a
yesterday,
rooftop.
I'm a scenic rooftop girl, not a dusty basement girl. But my point is that ultimately it's the feeling of being with good people and feeling secure and independent and happy and fun that I want. And so I'll do my own thing with the situation that I have. And last night turned out to be a really good time. So last night was like the epitome of like a you can do both day for me, you know?
And in those settings, it's like it really doesn't matter where you are because it's the people that make the whole environment. You don't really look around. Even if
Yeah.
you're in the musty, dusty basement, like you're looking at the people around you.
Yeah, and last night I think for me was one of the first times where like I actually really felt like I knew a decent amount of people, like was starting to feel comfortable with people because everyone's pretty new to us at this point. And so like a lot of the time the past few weeks I've felt like a little bit out of place, like I didn't really know people, but last night was a really good time and I really enjoyed my time with people.
And my high for the whole week comes from last night. And once again, it was the walk home. Once again, the walk is our best, like the best part of the night. Because it's just like you get to recap, talk to your friends. There's no one else outside, typically. And you guys know that we hype up the daily walk therapy, right? Night walks have the same energy, except for last night. Let me just preface last night. We had a tropical theme, so we were all dressed in like beachy clothes, even though it was kind of cold out. And we're walking home, and it starts downpouring, pouring rain on us for a solid like 30-minute walk home, and we're walking slowly, and we're just walking through puddles, and we're all soaking wet and talking, and it was so fun,
Yeah,
and
we kind of just embraced it
we
at
just
one
embraced
point.
it.
Like, people were complaining a little bit, but I
Oh,
wasn't
like, of course we
complaining.
were
I enjoyed
complaining.
it.
I enjoyed it. It was so much
Once
fun.
you get rained on a little bit, then, like, what's more rain? At
Once you're
that point,
wet,
you're
like, you
already
can't
wet, and
get,
it's kind of just,
it
like,
can't get worse.
enjoyable.
So we're just, like, stepping through puddles.
It heightens the
Oh my God,
experience.
yeah, it was so fun.
Okay,
Best walk
what
yet.
was your low then, if that was your high of the
My
week?
low was Friday. And
The whole day?
I'm talking the whole
Just
day.
Friday?
It was Friday.
Okay.
Friday was my low of the week. And let me tell you why. Okay, so I have class at 9:50 on Fridays. And that's such an awkward time for class, because that means I either go to the gym at 6 and like wake up really early so that I have time to like get back, shower, do everything, and then get to class on time. Or I go to the gym later. And you guys know my goal from last week was to do the early mornings, but I was not about to get up that early knowing that I'd be up late that night. So, I mean, I still woke up relatively early, but I just took it slow and I journaled, like cleaned up, stretched, made breakfast. Had a slow morning and loved it until I had to sit through my classes with so much energy and I was so antsy and I was just trying to like keep my composure. But it was also one of those days where just nothing was going right and I was so ready to just go and finally work out. Gym therapy, It's all therapy. So 5 p.m. on a Friday. I expected the gym to not be so crowded, but no. No, it's packed. Like, not even a single piece of floor was available for me. So I ended it anyway. Eventually, I finally got a squat rack and I just stayed there, camped out the whole workout. I was deadlifting and hip thrusting the whole time, like only two exercises I did. And I loved it. It was great. But I don't know where my strength is.
It's not sounding that bad so far.
But you need to know that, like, the energy and the mindset I was in, like,
was bad.
Like, it was borderline tears. I was like in the gym. Oh,
okay. When did it
gets worse?
Okay.
The vibes were just off the whole day, and it was just like I was so high energy, nothing was going right. Right. And I feel like those are so this is like a good part. I feel like those days are the days when your gym session is like really good. Like the days where you're not expecting, when you like need it. Right.
Okay.
So it was going well. I don't know where my strength came from because it was like lifting way heavier than usual. All of a sudden I looked down. Blood all down my leg. I'd cut my knee open on something. I think like when I was deadlifting, the bar scraped my knee on the way up, and I looked down and just from my knee to my ankle is just like pouring blood. And so I don't know what to do. I'm in the middle of the gym. So I went and got like an antiseptic wipe and a Band-Aid from the first aid kit, and I like wiped everything up, put a Band-Aid on, but I'm sweating, like dripping sweat, and the Band-Aid just would not stay on, and it was a horrible experience. And everyone was just like, they weren't actually looking at me, but I'm like, it's packed in there. I'm right front and center, like fighting back tears, making a scene. And then finally I went home. Of course I saw everyone I knew on the 2-minute walk home, dripping sweat, like all black fit because I needed to channel that energy. My knees fully cut open. But I had a quick turnaround and went to dinner with my friend that I hadn't seen. So Friday night, it turned out well. Even though I had the worst energy, like, it turned out fine.
The day in itself, from an outsider's perspective, no, did not even sound that bad. You had, like, a good, slow,
you saw me, though.
Healthy
like, it was...
morning. Yeah, but I feel like that just goes to show, like, it's your mindset can affect it so much,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah.
Obviously,
and you know what I posted on Instagram? I posted, like, a picture of me journaling, like, a picture of me sitting in class, like,
right,
a picture
no
of me at the gym.
That even
I posted a picture of me
like,
at the gym. No
so
one
bad.
Knows my knees busted open and I'm crying.
Right.
Highlight
reel sometimes.
Crazy.
But we try to diffuse that. I try to show more than just a highlight reel. But.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So my goal for this week, though, we're going to do a little 180, is to be present. Because sometimes I feel like I'm just living my life from above and kind of watching it happen rather than physically living it. If you guys know that feeling, know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So this week I want to put an emphasis on being more present and... Presence maybe not the right word. I want to be more aware of my life happening around me and just, like, feel more grounded. So I'm going to do this by... So journaling in the morning, I'm going to focus on kind of setting intentions with that, and then throughout the day checking in with myself to make sure I'm still centered and with it and aware and present, rather not just like on autopilot and just going through everything.
I feel that. Okay, I'm having a hard time thinking of a specific high for myself for the week. I do think in general I had a pretty good week, but I just decided that for my high, I'm going to say tonight, even though it hasn't happened yet. But we're going to a concert tonight.
I keep forgetting that.
Yeah, I know. I literally keep forgetting. I'm, like, sitting here, and I'm like, whoa. Like, I fully have to pull myself together and go to a concert tonight.
I have to get it together.
We're going to Quinn 92, if you guys know Quinn 92. You might also know him as Quinn XCII.
If you don't know the numbers.
But I guess you say it 92. I didn't learn that until, like, I don't know, a year ago or something. But very, very excited to go to a concert because... I mean, it's been, like, years at this point, probably. Like, probably 2 years or something. And I love concerts, and I love Quinn 92. I feel like his music is, like, such a good concert vibe because it's just, like, fun.
Yeah,
I know all the words.
Yeah.
Like, it's just fully my vibe. And it kind of is, like, summery music vibe, too, which is just, like, I think it's going to be
it's
such
just,
a fun
like, happy
time.
Music.
And we want to bike there. We want to take city bikes and bike to the concert and... I just
because
think
the subway doesn't reach the like concert venue. It doesn't like it's not very convenient, and there are no cars in Boston. Like no, you can't get an Uber.
Yeah. So while I've had a
so
lot
we're gonna
of,
be biking.
I've had a lot of good moments this week, but I'm gonna go ahead and say that tonight, Sunday night, is gonna top it all. My low. I think my low is feeling unprepared or last minute to things all week. I feel like I let a lot of work go until the last second, and on multiple occasions, I was trying to finish homework right before class and then sprinting over about to be late, and Catherine knows because she was like,
She would be
"What
in
are
the
you
apartment
doing?"
and I'd be like, "Your class is starting in 5 minutes.
And I was
You need
like
to
trying to do
leave."
my homework. Yeah, it was not good this week. I was very much like letting things go until the last minute, which is horrible because when you do that to yourself, it's not nice to yourself because you're constantly putting yourself in a
It's just
stressful
such a
situation when you
neutral
don't
state of
have to be.
chaos. You know what I
Yeah,
mean?
you don't have
You don't
to
have to
do
be.
that to yourself and you just like choose to give yourself high stress levels. So yes, I'm busy, but it's not really about how busy you are, it's
So how
about how
you
you use your
manage it.
time. So if I'm going to do the work anyways, it's better for me to pick a time to do it that's well before I need to than to pick the time right before it needs to be done. Because like if you're gonna do it anyways, why make it more stressful than it has to be? So that's my goal, to really stay ahead of all my work and not feel like I'm sprinting to pull everything together at the last second. And specifically, I really want to do more work outside since, guys, I just love being outside. Like, I exist outside. And since in Boston,
Indoors, don't exist.
since in Boston, I know in a month or so it's going to get freezing. I need to appreciate the sunny weather when I have it and go start doing all my work outside this week. So.
It's a good goal.
Yes.
All right, so you guys have listened to last week's episode, and you know that this week is a whole double take episode. So, with that being said,
Welcome
welcome,
to
Double
Double
Take.
Take. Ah, I'm excited. Like, I've been waiting to do an episode like this where we just give our advice for all of your questions and like your
On your life.
situations in life, you know? Because
Yeah.
it's like we can
We can talk
talk
about our
about all
life
these
as much
different
as we
topics
want,
and stuff
but.
that I think are relevant and helpful, but it's like when you can actually like give us a situation about your life and we can give you our advice, it's just like so much more personal. And I also think it's entertaining. Like, even if you're not
Oh my
getting
God, it's so
your own
entertaining.
question answered, like a lot of these things probably still apply to you. Can still give you some advice or make you think about things. And it's just entertaining to hear about other people's lives and like whether or not you have the same opinions as us is like what you would do or your take on it. Like,
And like the
it's
whole
just fun to
point of
think
Double
about.
Take is that even we may have different
Yeah, even we may
opinions.
have different opinions. And
And you do not
obviously,
have to, please don't take our advice if you don't want to.
yes,
This is
we
literally just for fun.
are not gods or
We have
like
no authority to
queens.
like tell
Well,
you how
we're
to live
kind
your
of
life.
queens a little bit
Okay.
because we're all queens, but not in the way that you have to like fully follow our rules, right? Take
Legally?
everything we say and then like form your own opinions around it.
For legal reasons,
For legal
this is just for
reasons,
fun.
this is just my opinion.
Right. Guys, I have a problem. I've been in love with my guy best friend for over a year and we're super close. He has a girlfriend and I don't want to get in the way. And I've told him that I like him last summer. But he just got together with his girlfriend at that point. At first, I thought it was just a crush that would fade, but honestly, at this point, I don't know if I'll ever find someone that matches me better. And he always says stuff like, I'm the most important girl he has in his life, and that he would do anything for me. I just don't know what to do because, one, I want to tell him, but I can't lose him as a friend. And two, I feel so sorry for his girlfriend, and I don't want to be the girl that ruins relationships, which is why I've been super careful not to cross boundaries. But I'm also so jealous at times. I don't know, maybe you guys have a good tip or have been in a similar situation because this is really messing with my head.
I want to say respect for you for like having had this crush for a while, but waiting it out and not like impulsively acting on it because you know that there could be repercussions to this and because you know that there's like other people involved. So I think very good on you for, you know, waiting it out and seeing if those feelings are real. And obviously, you've come to terms with the fact that like the feelings are real and you really see something there and feel something there, which, you know, makes it important.
And I like that you shared that you don't want to lose him as a friend because it is so important to understand the value of that aspect of your relationship with him. I don't know the relationship that he has with his girlfriend, but I'm assuming you two have a very different kind of connection and that he values it highly as well.
I think also, like, the best relationships are
Our
built on
friendships.
friendship, whether you
Our
really were
friendships.
friends for a while before, or whether, like, the relationship starts and you you just like have that friendship aspect to it as well. Cause it's like, that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
It's a relationship.
No,
It's a friendship.
for me, my brain, like, step one goes straight to platonic because I need that foundation. Otherwise, like, I don't care.
Yeah, I'm not, like,
otherwise, I'm not into
physically
it.
attracted to someone unless I actually like who they are as a person or, like, feel that, like, friendship, deeper connection with them. So I think that this has a lot of potential, but there is that third party involved that makes it kind of complicated.
And I think you have good intentions and awareness specifically within the situation because you're thinking of her, you know, you don't want to mess anything up. But if this is affecting you a lot, you might want to just take a step back from the friendship entirely for now, which I know is a lot, but hear me out. At this stage in your life, relationships are temporary, meaning we're learning from them, okay? And they're relatively short-lived at this stage in your life. So he and his girlfriend will, don't hold me to anything, but like they will break up. And at that point, when the force that is causing you so much stress right now is no longer putting that pressure on you, you can go back to being friends with him and continue that relationship. So stopping a relationship when all you want to do is continue it and deepen it is so hard, and every stage of it is hard, but sometimes that's what you need to do. Because time is going to go on no matter what, and there's going to be a point where you can continue that relationship in the way that you want. But right now, given your feelings for him and the fact that he has a girlfriend and you don't want to mess with that, taking yourself out of the equation and, like, you prompting that for yourself rather than waiting for, like, a disaster to happen, God forbid, might be the best option.
Yeah, I think if you guys our best friends, obviously there's a really strong connection there that probably in the long term will go a lot farther than this relationship with his girlfriend, right? We're all very young. I don't think most relationships that people are in right now are like end game. Like, I think that they probably will break up at some point. And that's when you're still there as the best friend and you guys have continued to build that friendship and that relationship. And then there might be an opportunity to take it a step further. But if you do it now and come between them, even if it does work out, even if he's like, wait, I do want to be with you, then your story is always going to be that you broke up another relationship, right? And I feel like there's always going to be a little bit of resentment there. Even if it like ends up being the best relationship ever, you both still know that like that's how it started. So I kind of think waiting it out and
no, I'm saying like
You
like
think
put
that
the
she
friendship
should
put the whole friendship on pause because right now
okay
because otherwise what are you doing otherwise
so
it's
much
no
mental
different
space.
Yeah, otherwise it's no different than what you're doing right now today.
Okay,
so if you put the whole friendship on pause, like knowing it'll come back, it will come back and it'll come back better, and you'll be able to take it wherever you want to go.
Or maybe like when you say pause, you're not like literally ending the friendship.
No, but
maybe
like take a step
yeah
back.
Take a little bit of a step
take
back
a step
maybe
back,
find like other people to give your energy towards. Maybe you'll find someone else that you think is great
for now,
too,
and then
or other great friends as well,
and then it'll happen in the future because that's again you probably have, I'm assuming you have a different connection than
mm-hmm.
he does with
I'm a firm believer that like if there really is a connection there that
oh,
something
happen.
Will happen at some point.
At some point.
Like so many times I meet people and if there's like a spark or a connection right away, I like don't rush it because I know that something will happen at
eventually.
Some point and that the timing just has to line up perfectly.
And it's better
or,
that
not
way.
Not perfectly, but that like there might be a better time or there might be like a different path or story. But sometimes you just know that there are people that like something will happen with at some point. But you don't need to rush it, and you don't need mm-hmm. to make it happen right now if it's going to turn out better by waiting a little bit.
And with all this, I think you're probably pretty good at this because of how you worded the question, but, like, communication. Even now, even when you go back to being super close, like, and re-communicate how you feel, like, communication in any capacity is so necessary. I know I was in a kind of similar situation, and, like, my guy best friend for so long, but we were just friends, but, like, obviously we weren't just friends, but nothing ever happened because we neither of us, like, communicated anything or did anything about it. And then eventually when the relationship did change, we continued to not talk about it and not communicate about it. And then eventually, like, we just lost our whole baseline of being really close because we didn't know how to navigate that. So through everything, through like if you're going to take a step back, if you come back to it, just like if you guys are close enough, it's going to be easy, not easy, but like it's going to make sense to make everything really clear and talk through it all. So the fact that you have communicated it already, you're killing it. You're handling it well, and I don't want you to have to lose the relationship as a whole, so just...
Right, I say play the long game here. Like, I'm rooting for you. I think that it's you in the long game, but you don't have to rush it right now if that means, like, going into it in maybe a little bit of a negative way. So...
Yes.
Either way, though, whatever you decide to do, I hope that it all works out well and that everyone's where they should be and with who they should be with, which is probably you. But
But give it a minute.
How do you leave a relationship that you outgrew but feel guilty for abandoning that person? He doesn't want to let go and tells me I'm selfish and that we're different and that I shouldn't let go. What? And now I'm second-guessing myself. Like, maybe I can have him in my life with boundaries. He says, you're all I have, and I don't want to be another person that leaves him. I'm stuck on what to do.
It seems to me like you have communicated, at least to some degree, that he is not respecting those boundaries. So, in this situation, I don't think having him remain in your life, even with boundaries, is going to work.
Yeah, it's normal to outgrow people. You should be outgrowing people. People should be outgrowing you, honestly, or just growing in a different direction. And it's hard, but when you put the effort into honoring that, you can feel how valuable it can be to simply grow in a different direction and, like, leave a relationship in the past, in the place where it was the best and most positive.
And leave it,
and like, not drag intact. It on while you're growing, you know, kind of leave it in that sweet spot. And it sounds to me like you know that you want to leave this relationship, right? Like, you know that you've outgrown this. You've pretty much decided in your head that it's over for you and you want to leave it in the past. So I think you need to stick with that gut decision and not let his guilt tripping make you second guess your decision.
Yeah. Something we talked about last episode is about how you need to be selfish at times. And this is one of those times. You know, you need to make yourself a priority, especially in a draining and stressful situation like this is.
Usually if something is super stressful and draining, like she said, the answer is no. Like,
the answer
that
is
means
no.
That you already know the answer and you're just like fighting with yourself to try to maybe prove yourself differently when you already know the answer.
So this is telling you again, no.
Yeah, and you're saying that he says you're all I have.
No.
Someone else can't leave him. Like, that is just trying to make you feel guilty for just knowing what's right for you. And
you do not deserve to feel guilty, and you don't deserve...
Like, that's just a red flag in itself.
Red flags.
Yeah. So, I think you know what to do, girl. But that still is a very difficult situation. Outgrowing or leaving anyone can be difficult, but I think it's the right thing to do in this situation. And I think you know that.
How do you know what you're being called to do?
This is a question that I love because it's so important, right? Like, we all want to feel like we have a purpose. We all want to feel like we're really, like, doing something with our lives. But how do we know what that is? That is, like, such a big question and so relevant to everyone's lives. But, like, there really is no defined answer because everyone is called to do different things. You might feel passionate about different things at different points in your life. I will say that in my short lifetime, right, I'm only 19, I have always been a very passionate person. Like, I get passionate about things. I can just, like, feel strongly about a lot of things. And so I've always known that I, like, have a purpose and that I want to do something big and that I want to make an impact and that I really want this feeling of being called to do something. But I've never really known what it was going to be. And
until now?
Yeah, kind of.
And it's
I feel like
evolving.
Things are coming together,
evolving.
But it's still always evolving. But it's like my point is that throughout my entire life, I've always just believed that I had a purpose and that I didn't need to define exactly what that was at every point. And that can also change. A couple years ago when everything clicked with me with health and fitness and I became so passionate about that, it became very clear to me that my purpose, at least for the time being, is to help other girls transform their lives through health and fitness and confidence and all of that, and to really spread this message of empowerment. And so that is something that I'm really passionate about and like feeling called to right now. But I also know that I'm only 19 and there are so many other things that I am passionate about and could be called to for the rest of my life. So I don't think that you have to be able to answer that
I think
question.
the part of that is the being called to. Like, being passionate about something is one thing, but being called to do something is a completely different idea. And you don't need to be called to do anything.
Yeah,
You can
that's
be
true.
passionate about something and follow those passions and, develop those passions without it being like your calling.
Yes.
You know what I
What
mean?
you're called to do or your purpose of life and all of these big questions are things that you get to define yourself. Because I literally said this to me, Catherine, like right before we started this. I was like, your perception is your reality, right? Like how you view your world is your world, right? There's no like one
That's what I've been
answer.
saying forever.
Okay,
That's like all I say.
that's what I'm saying right now.
So
Like,
you get to choose. You get to choose what's in your world. You get to choose what's most important. You get to choose all of it.
And it can be ever changing. I think that we put a lot of pressure on like my calling. Like it has to be this one thing, but it
No, it
doesn't have
doesn't.
to be. You the thing that needs to happen is your belief in yourself, that you believe that whatever you do
Whatever it
feel
is you're
called
doing
to
in the
in the moment,
moment,
that you can do it to the best of your ability.
yeah.
Right? The core thing is that self-belief that you can do everything that you want to, everything that you set your mind to, and that you deserve to do all of those things. What those things actually are honestly the least important part, because they can
Yeah,
manifest in so many different things.
it's what you do with it. Also, what I think is so cool is, like, Vera Wang designed her first dress at 40, which is by social standards so late to be just starting a brand new career. Okay, so you don't need to know what you're called to do right now, or honestly ever. Like, some people never know what they're called to do, and that's perfectly fine.
Yeah, it's, I
Talk to
mean,
like any it, just from a career standpoint, talk to any adult in your life. I bet you most of them have had like three or four careers. Entirely distinct careers.
our dad went to college to be a civil engineer. He did that for a minute and then he got into business and now he works in like the
And he's done a
footwear and
couple different
apparel
types
industry.
of business
And he's
stuff.
done a couple things in that, and he's been passionate and dedicated to
Through
everything that
everything.
he's done. But I
Yeah.
also know that he's gonna retire at some point, and he's excited about finding something else that he's called to do or that he's like passionate about and that excites him in the moment. Look for the things in life that excite you, that you could talk about for hours or do for hours, and it feels like a minute. You know, the things that just feel like, not necessarily like that they come so easily, but that you're just like so drawn to them. You always enjoy what you're doing. You feel most like yourself when you're doing those things. And then lean into those. See what you can do with it. I feel like that is kind of how to find what you're being called to do, is like, what are those things that fuel your fire? I love the group of friends I'm in, and honestly, they're the best people in my hometown, but none of them have the same goals as me. I live on an island, so I know everyone, and I can't really meet new people. I don't want to stop hanging out with them, but we have different priorities, and I feel like I become more gossipy and less productive when I'm around them. Like I said before, I love them all so much. I'm just wondering how I can shift our conversations and time together so they're interested in self-betterment too.
Everyone has different goals in life and different interests and everything. And I think some friendships should be contradictory. Having a friendship with someone who isn't exactly like you can give you so much perspective and can be so valuable. Their way of thinking and their lifestyle can open you up to different lifestyles that you might enjoy, or it might solidify the current lifestyle that you have now. And those are both great things. I have a lot of people in my life that are really important to me, but we don't have much exactly in common besides each other. And it works. And I think that's so interesting. Like, I love that concept. That said, you need friends that share your same interests and values, and people who can support you and amplify your own life, make you better in those goals. And if you're listening, I'm going to assume that you like to move a lot and eat well often and surround yourself with positive and uplifting things. So having friends that fit both the consistent and contradictory parts of yourself is so essential. So maybe you don't need to try and change the conversation of your current friends entirely, but finding other people in your community that fit that position and are genuinely passionate about it, like organically genuinely passionate about it, could be a game changer for you. So if you see someone your age at the gym or someplace like a smoothie bar, I don't know, introduce yourself, or you said you already know most people. Like if you know someone that has those passions, even if you're in different friend groups or if you've never talked before, talk to them. Just start a conversation, even if it goes nowhere. Like, what's the worst that's going to happen? You had a conversation.
Yeah, I would also say that maybe a lot of your friends could become passionate about things or could become interested in those too, and they just need to spark that interest, mm-hmm. you know? So if you do want to bring some of those interests into you and your friends' time together, maybe suggest kind of doing those things, make them more consistent in your friendship.
Like, in a natural way.
Try new healthy restaurants for lunch. Go for nice walks together. You said you live on an island. I'm sure that you can go for some like awesome walks or hikes or bike rides or runs or something like that outside, you know, being outside with these people. You know, instead of, I don't know what you regularly do, but like instead of sitting at home and talking, go for a walk and talk. You can even talk about the same things, and just you're kind of bringing that part of your lifestyle into it, and you could easily be sparking interest in them and, you know, evolving your friendship and your relationship. You can even do that with just one or two people if a couple people seem to be more interested and, you know, take more to that. Rather than the entire group, if not everyone, is running with it.
Should I travel or go get a job after my degree?
This is a loaded question because obviously everybody's situations are very different. But I think that the fact that you're even asking this question and considering it tells me that you should go travel. It sounds like that is something that you want to do and that you're feeling drawn to, if we're going to use that word, since that was in another question.
No, it was called to.
Called to do. Oh, sorry. If that's something that you're feeling called to do, go for it, because your life is yours to live, truly. Like, it is absolutely your life, and so if you know that there is something that is going to make your life better, make it the life that you want to live, and you have the opportunity to do that, absolutely take it. I know that travel is something that I've been missing
so much.
So much. And Catherine and I have talked about this a lot before, but we grew up kind of internationally. We lived in Hong Kong for 4 years growing up, and
we were able to travel
all around Southeast Asia while we were there, experience so many different cultures, and just like fell in love with traveling. And at that point in our lives, we envisioned ourselves traveling consistently and frequently for forever, for the rest of our lives. But then when we moved back to New Hampshire for high school, we obviously didn't do as much international travel.
Yeah, it was a lot harder.
Right. And we actually graduated high school early with the intention of taking a few extra months and then all of our summer to travel, reconnect with that part of ourselves. And then obviously COVID happened and we weren't able to do it. So now it's like been years, honestly, since I've traveled internationally, and there's, yeah, like Catherine is saying, there's all this pent up want and need to travel. And so I know exactly what you're feeling, especially right now. If you're asking, should I travel or get a job after my degree? I don't know if that's a couple years down the line or if that's right now, but go travel, truly. Like, there is nothing as special as traveling and being able to like dive into other cultures and experience new things and just
like truly
immerse yourself in this other
immerse
life.
Immerse yourself in another life. Like, that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
There's so many different lives, and like I want to live experience them all. Like, I don't want to just learn about them. I don't want to just see them. Like, I want to genuinely live them and experience them.
Yeah. We're both international business majors, and we watched this TED Talk the other day about a single story about how you kind of have this single story about every place just based on what you've read about it or what you've seen in the media and stuff, and you really don't know somebody's experience unless you've experienced it yourself. So that idea of being able to like travel and experience all these different lives almost, because if you're doing it right and you're kind of just throwing yourself into this new environment, oh my God, it adds so much to your life, so much perspective that then
So much
when
perspective,
you
like the
do
way
get
you
a job,
think, the way you act, the way you carry yourself is just forever expanded.
So when you do go get a job, not only will you like have all of this perspective and experience, you probably have more of an understanding of who you are and what you want to do. I don't think there's anything bad that can come from that, from taking that break
No.
from like the linear path that we're all set on to just experience things. 'Cause like, what is life? Is if it's not if you're not experiencing everything that you want to experience, it's literally your life.
It's you can once again you can do whatever you want with
That's
it.
what it comes down to. That's what everything comes down to, is that it is your life and you need to do everything that you want to do
That's the
to
entire
make it
message
a
of this
life
whole thing.
that
Like, it is
you're
your
excited
life,
to live and you're proud to
so
live.
live it.
So live
So
it.
live it.
Life's what you make it, so let's make it right.
Let's make it rock.
Let's make, oh damn. Life's what
Oh
you
my
make it, so
God.
let's make it rock. I love Hannah Montana and I really did
That was
that.
embarrassing.
At the same time, obviously, some people don't have the opportunities to go travel because you need to get a job for money right after school, you know?
It doesn't have to be right after your degree was the question.
We know that not everyone has the opportunity to do that and to travel, even though you can travel on a budget. There are so many ways these days that you can have amazing life experiences on a budget. But if you have the opportunity to do it, do it. If you don't have the opportunity to do it and you need to get a job right after school, then do that and then find other experiences that you can have in life that are enriching as well. And maybe travel later. I don't know, but there's just travel's so important. I think everyone should travel if you have the opportunity to. So if you do, go for it.
Boarding. I'm a sophomore in college and it's my first year on campus because of COVID. I've been here for 3 weeks and I'm still having trouble making friends. I only have one roommate and she's basically the only person I hang out with, and I just want to meet more people. I've been hanging out with one of my friends from class in her group, but I don't want to force myself into the group. I can get pretty lonely and just don't know what to do. Retweet.
I feel like I literally could have written this myself. We're sophomores in college too, and I know exactly how you're feeling. Personally, last year felt like a wasted year, school and social life wise. I barely made any good friends, and now that I'm back in school and finally starting to meet new people, I definitely feel so behind and like I missed out on so much. Something that I've been thinking a lot about lately, though, to kind of put it in perspective for myself, is what do I look like to an outsider, or like, what does my situation look like to an outsider?
Ooh.
Think about what someone who doesn't actually know you sees of you. They see you hanging out with your roommate. They see you hanging out with your friend from class and her group of friends, seemingly having a good time and all being friends. From an outside perspective, you look like you have it all together. So everyone that you see that you think has it all figured out could easily be feeling the exact same way.
And likely they are. We felt alone last year, both of us, in just not feeling like we had made a lot of great friends and that we were kind of missing out. And then when we got to school this year and we were open with how we were feeling about that, so many people felt the exact same way. Last year was weird, but it was weird for all of us. And we all kind of went through the same thing. And I guarantee you that other people, just like the two of us, just like you, are feeling the exact same way.
So, how do you move forward though? A couple of things. I would be honest with the people around you about how you feel because you'll probably bond over it. Tell them that you feel so behind because you weren't on campus last year and that you feel like it's been hard to find your people. You'll be surprised at how many people feel the exact same way and just aren't talking about it.
And you need to give yourself time. We've also been at school for 3 weeks, and we don't have a super solid friend group either. But we've definitely been making an effort to just meet lots of people and be open-minded and find those people who we do really vibe with.
I'm literally just at a point now where I'm finally remembering names. Like,
finally,
it's not going to happen immediately. You can't beat yourself up after 3 weeks. And I know that's frustrating because if you don't click with people right away, you think that there's no one out there for you. I'm the same way. Yeah. I tend to kind of make assumptions pretty fast. But give people time. Put yourself out there, have more conversations, and I promise that will happen. I'm literally preaching to myself right now because I feel like there are a lot of people who at this point I could see myself being really great friends with if I put in the work and if I continue to build the relationships. So that's what I have to do. That's what you have to do. We're
check
all
back
in
like
together.
A month.
Yeah. Not even a month is like so short, honestly. It can take a long time to really find your people. So embrace where you're at right now and put an effort into it. Because I'm one who will very much like sit back in terms of like friendships and relationships and stuff, and I'm trying to be a little bit more assertive and putting effort into that. So
how do you remain positive when you aren't seeing results?
Every single day can go back and forth. Whether you're talking about physical results from fitness or mental results from all of the efforts that you're putting into self-growth, it's not linear, and that can be frustrating. Wait, I'm going to read you a text that I sent to Catherine yesterday. I literally, on my hot girl walk that I was telling you about, I texted her, "I'm feeling so in between. Like, I can't tell if a new era has already started or if I'm in the world's longest transition period. Everything in life is ultimately moving forward, but it's happening so damn slowly."
And it is happening so slowly. So slowly. And it's really frustrating.
Yeah. It's easier said than done, but you have to enjoy the process. The truth is that there really is no end. There are just different phases and different feelings. I've had phases in life where I have felt so fit and confident with my body, and then some phases where I don't like what I see and it feels like a constant struggle to get there. I've also had some phases where I feel so secure and confident in who I am and so happy with how my life feels. I've also had some phases where I feel so secure and confident in who I am and so happy with how my life feels. And then others that feel like nothing is lining up and everything is hard and heavy and frustrating. Life comes in waves. You're not going to ever reach a goal and then have it stay that way forever. Things go up and then things inevitably go down, and sometimes you have no control over that. What you can control is how you react. Do you let bad moments keep you down, or do you put in your best effort every day to get back up?
Visualize what you want in life in every single aspect, and then redefine that for yourself and believe wholeheartedly that you can have it. And then show up every day with that in mind, working towards it. It's not going to be linear, and it may feel like you're taking steps back all the time, but if you truly know what you want, and if you really genuinely believe that you can have it, then you will, and you will always be moving towards it, even if it's slow. And again, the end goal is never the end. Like, there is no end.
Mm-hmm. And that end goal isn't the only rewarding part. Enjoy the journey, enjoy all the ups and downs, and focus on self-love above all else. You really have to be there for yourself. That's what everything is about.
Thank you guys so much for listening and for being a part of this episode. If your question didn't get answered this week, be sure to send it in for future episodes, because we do this as a segment at the end of every single episode. So send in your questions or anything you want advice on, either through the Discord or you can DM us on Instagram.
And all of that's linked in the show notes.
All of it's linked in the show notes.
Or get to our Instagrams. Yeah. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode. We will see you next Monday. Bye.